Welcome to the After Hours Sessions podcast. This is your boy D-Rock, and today I am just so excited because I don't get a chance to do this in person very often due to just location and schedule, so a lot of times it's virtual, which I appreciate and love, but when I get a chance to do it in person, it's awesome, and especially with someone who is one of my favorite guests I've ever had, and also just one of my favorite session wrestlers out today. So I am so excited to be in person with the amazing tall goddess Gia. Gia, how are you?
Hey, thank you.
Thank you. And I'm sure everyone
nice
listening.
Welcome.
Yes, thank you. And Gia and I, before we hit record, we were talking about our last time we were in person, which was going on 3.5 years ago, and we had a little fun with the oil wrestling.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah. That was your first?
Yeah, I don't usually do that.
Yeah.
But I made an exception for you.
See, I am so honored. And it was fun. I had a great time with it.
It was really fun.
Now, have you gotten that request since for a session?
No, I won't do that.
Oh, okay.
Unless it's like in my hometown.
Gotcha.
Because when you're traveling and have a session back to back.
It's a lot.
Oily, it ruins your clothes and everything. I think I actually duct taped my boobs.
You did. Yeah. I remember that. You did.
I didn't want to ruin my clothes.
I remember. You did. That was something. But it was fun, and I always like it as a, when I'm the, I guess I always blank on the right word, the session guest, or I don't know, I'll find the word. But when I'm that, I like it where within everyone's boundaries being like, oh, that was my first time trying this, or let's try that. Like, it's fun when you know, you feel comfortable.
To try new things with someone.
Yes, yeah it's always cool.
Yeah.
It's always cool.
Yeah.
So tell me, how has it been on this tour traveling? We're in Philly.
Yeah.
So how has it been so far traveling?
It's been really good, you know. I just did my first Across Canada tour.
Wow.
Hit up a few spots in Canada. Winnipeg, Vancouver, Calgary, and then I'm swooping around this way and coming back through the States, you know.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So any city so far on this tour has stood out to you? Anything?
Well, I mean, they're all wonderful. I chose my favorite cities this tour, so the ones that were the most popular.
Okay.
Because this is going to be probably my last tour of this year before I come back in the winter.
Okay.
I'm pretty booked up the rest of the year, so I just picked my favorite.
Nice. Yeah. So when you say booked up, is that like more personal or as far as like Goddess Gia?
Personal and Goddess Gia. I'm going to be doing more filming, focusing on that. And I am getting my van converted.
Wow.
So I'm going to be going to pick it up in November and then just living in it for a while.
Awesome.
Probably in Vancouver.
Okay.
It's so beautiful out there.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, so I'm just going to do that and then come to Ottawa for Christmas and then probably, well, most definitely back to Florida for the winter. It's my favorite.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. That's, you have a lot. That's exciting.
I'm just like, when everyone's like, where are you from? I'm like, I don't have a home anymore. I'm just from everywhere.
You're from everywhere.
And then I'll have my van and it'll just all make sense. I'm just a gypsy nomad.
That's cool. That is so awesome. Wow.
Yeah.
That's badass.
I love it.
That's really cool. Yeah. So I said, I let everyone in before, and it's not just because we're in person. But Gia is one of my favorite session wrestlers and also one of my favorite, you know, as far as just a session wrestler who's amazing on camera, Gia's on my Mount Rushmore. She just really shines through in her personality and also in the versatility in the different types of clips that you do.
Thank you.
So I was wondering just like how has that been, you know, in my opinion, I don't know if you feel this way, evolving as like your clip store, and even I've seen you go on other people's clip stores, and sometimes I'm like, man, like you're my favorite clip for someone else's clip store. So like you're really like
Oh,
awesome.
thank you.
So how's that evolution for you been?
It's good. And like I love working with other producers and models. I'm just more picky now about, because now I know what I like, what I don't like. So I'm very to the point. If
Okay.
something doesn't work for me, I'm just not gonna do it. And especially because like I do a lot of sessions, so if I do a fetish that I wouldn't do or don't want to do,
Right.
I'm probably not gonna be eager to do that clip because I
Yeah.
don't want to be hounded for.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
But
Wow.
yeah, I actually just worked with Sydney Thunder and Nadia in Orange
I saw
County,
like you on
and
Twitter. Yeah.
our clips are fire. They're gonna be amazing.
Really?
Yeah, I'm so pumped about them. It was so fun working with those
So do you
girls.
mind saying like so what types of clips you kind
Oh,
of did with them?
we did like some water stuff, like in the pool.
Wow.
Scissors and bear hugs
In the
and
how was that being in the
oh, it
pool?
was so fun.
That's
Like,
awesome.
yeah, it was awesome. And what else did we do? We did just some with us girls, and there was another model, Denise Sanders, and we just did some clips there. But yeah, love those clips. They're gonna be amazing.
Okay,
I
so
have a lot of work ahead of me of
so
editing.
everyone stay tuned
Yeah.
for Gia's awesome clips with Sydney Thunder with Nadia. I interviewed Nadia in person.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a
Love
hotel
her.
right by here actually.
Love her.
Yeah, Nadia is so
I
cool.
didn't know she was tall. And then I met her. I'm like, oh shit. I love you.
Yeah, she's
She's like
tall.
5'10.
Yeah, she's
Yeah. And
tall.
strong.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Bodybuilder
And
girl.
she's really cool, but yeah, she's
Yeah.
tall. Because
Yeah.
sometimes you always wonder when you see a height listed and you're like, are they giving themselves a couple inches or
Yeah.
whatever? And it's like, no, that's
I can
legit.
never tell with bodybuilders too, because they're usually, for the most part, they're all short, you know? And then like me, like I didn't really think to look at it, because in my world, everyone's short,
Right, that's true,
you
yeah.
know? And then I'm like, oh, like these cute, like buff blonde beauty is gonna go film with them, and I'm expecting they're gonna be short, and I'm like, damn, you guys are tall. And
Right?
I got so excited. I'm like,
That's cool.
oh, this, like, yeah.
So is that how it when you see somebody like another like tall woman, are you like, hey, sister, like you get it, like someone
Yeah, well,
that's
it's
cool.
hard to come by
Right,
too, and
right.
nobody wants me to see me fight a regular. It's like you have to be super short or super tall, or else our clips will not work. For
Oh,
my store.
gotcha,
For my
gotcha,
store.
gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I'm a fan of more you with someone short, definitely,
Yeah.
or just you dominating somebody. Those
Yeah.
are always like really cool.
Yeah.
I like those a lot too. Those are fun. But yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you kind of. So someone's just regular height. It's kind of like, no, the interests are.
They don't sell well for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah. But I will gladly work in their store. It's like if I had more stores of like the specific fetishes, maybe it what might work, but yeah, it just keeps me to the Amazons and the
So
shorties.
is that how it kind of. Do you kind of see like which one sells more based on like is it height or is it by like a certain type of like fetish? You know what I
It
mean?
can be both. I just for me it's usually the height stuff does really well. Butt stuff like smothering, face sitting, and scissors do really well for me, and foot stuff as well. So that's mainly what I focus on. But like when I do wrestling for like I love to wrestle, but that doesn't it doesn't work in my store. It doesn't
Really?
sell. So like I'll work for other producers and do wrestling, and it does well for them. But yeah, for some reason on my store they just They're obsessed with my butt.
Well, I mean, hey, can't blame them. I understand. I understand. From someone who experience has been smothered by it, I totally get it. I
It's
totally
bigger
understand.
now. I'm up to 265.
Yeah, but you look
It's
amazing.
thank you. Just all the curves, all the extras. I got boobs now. So
Yeah.
every single body part of mine is a lethal weapon.
Yes, yes,
Yeah.
yes. Yes, that means just you just
Everything.
have endless ways to just
Pick a
smother and
part.
dominate.
How do you want
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
to
That's right. Viewer's choice. However you want to go, you tell me. That's awesome. That's awesome. You know who I've seen you with? And you're the person that and now I've seen him on some other clips, but I think Fun Size Frank.
Oh, yeah.
I love the videos with you two. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's really cool to see you two
Yeah.
together.
He's so little.
How'd you meet him?
I think he actually reached out to me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Those clips did really well, honestly. I'm actually trying to, you know what? It's really hard to find
What's that?
people in Canada to film with. I struggle with that. Especially in my hometown, I'm like, I gotta put it out somewhere and find me a shorty and a tallie to
Yeah.
work with in my hometown.
Right. I remember we talked about that before, about where you're staying at is not a lot, but maybe if you went some other spots in Canada, it could be a little bit better or
Yeah,
no.
maybe Toronto, but still, it's for the short guys, so hard to find. So if you're listening and you're a short guy and you're in Canada, Ottawa or Toronto, reach out
Wow.
to
So all your clips are when you're traveling, really? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Unless they're like me POV at home,
Yeah.
because that's 'cause I don't have anyone to film with.
That's
I've
crazy.
used some of my friends in my clips before, but
How do they feel? How are friends?
It's like
What's
it's just like not like they're past like you can tell they're not passionate about it.
Oh, okay.
So like trying it and whatever,
So that's okay.
I prefer someone who's like already like modeling and like has like a following and wants to make content together,
Okay.
you know, so we can work off of each other
Gotcha,
kind of
gotcha.
thing. So
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I'm here, so I'm down if you're
And
down.
yeah, we're gonna do your first KO and
Yeah.
in a clip.
I know. So I am
D-Rock's first
I'm
KO.
excited. I'm
O's,
excited.
KOOs.
Yeah.
We'll see how it
We'll see
goes.
how it So now do those sell well for you?
Oh
Oh,
yeah.
so KOs
Oh
are
yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All
It's so
right.
funny whenever I do a session and like, because I get a lot of newbies who want KOs, and they're always like, "Oh wow, like that was only 2 seconds," and I'm like, "Yep, this is literally like you're the fifth today."
Really?
Like it's like, you know, when you just do something a lot.
Yeah.
And it's my dog. Thanks, he loves you. I
It's
have
getting
my dog
involved.
here.
Yes.
He's my guard dog.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's only 11 pounds, 'cause I don't need a guard dog.
No. I mean, you're 6'1" and can handle yourself. Yep. You got
He
it.
loves you.
Yeah. He's a good boy.
Yeah.
No, okay. So I always wonder, so when you're looking for, because hopefully this can maybe get out. Maybe there are some people, because people
Yeah.
listen in Canada. So
Yeah.
I'm getting the vibe, but correct me if I'm wrong, that you're open if they fit your criteria
Yeah.
to help groom some new on camera talent. So what do you
Yeah.
look for?
Well,
We know physically what you look
if
for,
it's
but.
just size, then like literally just I do like size comparisons or little lift and carries. For the wrestling and the KOs, I usually prefer to session with them first because I need to know how they are, like if it will be good on camera.
Okay.
Some guys, they love their sessions and they're in their head, but like they just look dead on camera. And then if like someone were to watch that clip, they'll be like, oh, it looks so easy. And then they come for a session and like, holy shit, this is so hard. It looks so easy on there. And I'm like, yeah, that guy's like been sessioning for like 10 years. And you know, so it's they're like, I didn't know it would be this hard. So it kind of looks nice like on camera to like watch the struggle a little bit. Some people are more dramatic than
Do
others.
you like that or?
Yeah, it's fun. You know, but also like a lot of the I find like the chest sitting guys, like they're just in their zone. Like that's like peaceful, like you know, like so they look like it's easy, like they're not moving. Whereas like you'd be like, oh man, like he's struggling, you know? So it's kind of it's interesting to see like how people are in session versus like you know.
Because it is a performance, right?
Yeah,
Like you are
exactly. Even though
performing.
it's real, you do have to perform. Not like overdo it, because all of my clips are real, and I don't really do fantasy wrestling, like the fake kind of stuff. But, you know, be like, fuck, that hurts.
Which is Which is different. It's interesting. It's so different because for me looking at clips, it's a lot of if it's with like just like a male performer or like a jobber. Now if you're with like you and Amanda, then it's like okay, like oh, Gia with Amanda or Gia with Nadia and Sydney. But if it's like Gia with like this male performer, this male jobber, I'm more looking at like, well, what's Gia doing in the video? I'll be honest, like with you, like what? Oh, Gia looks really like, looks hot, like what she's wearing, and like what? Oh, she's doing a lifting carry or a face sitting. But then a lot of people have told me like, yeah, like it's like that they need the male talent to express or to do something, and I never really thought about that before.
And what also happened is the whole other end is they're like, oh yeah, let me film with you. And I've never sessioned with them before. They maybe last 2 minutes. It's happened a bunch of times where I've had guys who are like, I wanna film with you. I wanna film, and I've never sessioned with them before. And then while we'll be filming, I actually just shot one. It's in my store. It's called this clip. We almost didn't make this clip or
I saw
that one.
yes.
That's so
That's
funny. That guy is like such a sweetheart and love him to death. And we think it was like 4 minutes, and he's like, okay, we're done. I'm like, yo, we're filming. I'm like, you have 8 more minutes.
Oh, wow. So were you in that video? 'Cause I didn't get the clip yet. Were you,
I said it, and it was all real. I'm like, no, you have 8 minutes. We're filming.
were
Like
you wrestling him or were you?
I think it was like scissors and face sitting, and it was supposed to be two separate clips, but I put it all into one because it wasn't enough. So it's really intense if you love like a funny ass beating. It's a really good clip. I had so fun, much fun making it.
That's but like I kind of yeah. So I saw you post that one. I haven't gotten it yet. I watched like the preview for it. But that's I like that. I like the authentic, like
The realness
stuff.
of it.
Even you
Yeah,
know.
I thought it was really funny, and I'm like, at the end, I'm like, don't worry, this is what the clip's about. You're not lasting. And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, no, it's awesome. I love it.
It's great.
I love
That's awesome. That's hilarious.
it. So funny.
I'm gonna check. So everyone, check that out in Gia's
And
store.
he's hilarious. He's
So he and he's
literally
yes.
dying. Oh
Oh my
man.
goodness. So wow. So it's funny that you say your clips people don't want wrestling. Is that the same in sessions?
Well, I don't do competitive anymore. And semi-competitive I do, but like they're usually with smaller guys. So it tends to be like my scissor clips or my face sitting. But like you know like how some stores are just like wrestling going at it. I just stopped doing that because I would get injured
No,
and like I would get a lot of guys because I'm so big, guys are extra hard on me. And girls are extra hard on me because they want for their ego to beat me. And I'm just like, I don't want to get hurt. You know what? Like, I'll just sit back and beat me up because this is a treat. Like, you
Okay.
know, but like I've gotten hurt from the girls 'cause they for their ego, they want to beat me. I've gotten a chipped tooth. I've
Really?
hurt myself so bad. So I'm like, no, if I'm not having fun, I'm not gonna do it. You know?
And is that as that's more, it's not like them, is it just like you talk to them and they just don't, they don't know their own strength? Like, is, I figure like you go over what you kind of want when you're talking to
Oh
like.
no, like they would be like competitive, like girl versus girl,
Okay.
and I would before be like, hey, like, you know, like if we see one of us is getting the move, like I'm gonna let you get it. I'm, you know, like it's just like a safe type of role, like I'm not gonna like kill you know? But then like during the fight, everything changes and ego takes over, and I just don't enjoy that at all.
Well, because
And
I.
that's why I stopped going to jiu-jitsu too, is
Right.
because like I don't enjoy like wrestling the
So that would
girls.
be in your gym and your.
Yeah, like I
Wow.
don't like it because either I'm too big and I feel like I'm gonna hurt them, or they go extra hard on me and they get dirty and try and hurt me. So like I just
And you did you roll with guys in your
I love
jiu-jitsu?
rolling with guys.
So how come you didn't, was that not
I would.
able?
There's a few reasons why I stopped going. Also, I turned into a germaphobe after
Oh no, I hear you.
COVID.
I understand
And then I
that.
was doing competitions and at a white belt, and it was just so easy for me, and I wasn't enjoying it.
Oh.
And my last competition, I got ringworm, and I'm like, nope, that's it. This is
Really?
disgusting.
Really? Yeah, I mean, it is. I have thought about going. I tried it for a little. I was still on white belt. I think about going back to it just to like, you know, the challenge, the competition, and all those things. But it is something. And I don't know what it's been like, the precautions post COVID. But it is very like, it's just sweat, especially when you wear a gi or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just like the sweat is just
And then some of them
going
don't wash
through.
it every time. They're not my
Yeah.
clients. I can't give them the letter of like, hey, hygiene is
Right,
important to
right,
me.
right.
If you're not clean, I'll throw you in the shower and they won't
Right.
have a session. But it's
And not
like, these are
everyone gets it.
strangers, you know? But like, I have mats at home and then I wrestle with my guy friends at home to train, you know? So that's fine, you know?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, like people who I know and
So
trust.
you have a, is there, you have a lot of like friends who are not only they know about what you do, but it seems
Yeah.
like they're willing to help.
Well, a couple like they train too, or and like after COVID, a lot of people stopped going to jiu-jitsu. Like guys who I used to train with at the gym before, and they don't feel comfortable going back. And so they've reached out to me, and we've started like training at my house just for fun, like just for workout and practice. And so that's nice.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. So you
Yeah.
still, but I think that's what's
This dog, he loves
the
you.
dog loves me. Hey,
Yeah.
that's awesome. I love dogs. But I think that's that I was gonna say, I don't know how many people, I mean, from if they see you, especially outside, like I remember you and like Garrick. His clip, like Garrick's game, and
Yeah.
that was you. Like that was really awesome. You dominated in that, and that was so. If you watch that clip, you can see your grappling skills. But a lot of times, it's face sitting and other
Yeah.
things. So I think like that's what's interesting is I feel like maybe people think like, oh, they don't know like Gia has the grappling skills too. They think, well, Gia's tall and bigger than me, but if I can get her, that looks great. But it's
Yeah,
like, oh no, you know
yeah.
what you're doing too.
It's ego. I don't have time for it. I'm not a competitive person. I'm not trying to get hurt. I'm literally always hurt. I had PRP for a torn tendon, got a bad knee, sciatica. I'm like,
Oh, wow.
I'm not dealing with another. It's just not worth it for me. Like, it's not. Like, being in pain is not
Not
fun.
at all.
And then like touring while you're broken or being injured on tour sucks.
I can
So
imagine, yeah.
yeah, so
I can imagine because then, you know, you go to a city and it's you're in pain, so then getting adjusted from travel and then if the bed is comfortable, all those things, and then you're doing something physical, all day, and it was multiple days.
Yeah.
And like it's just, and then you got to pack up and go. So I think yeah, traveling's hard to begin with, but then when being in pain, it's a lot. It really is a lot.
Yeah.
But no, oh man, so I that's interesting. That's cool to know though. Like it's always fascinating to me to see how it just works. That's why I'm not everyone's like that. I know not every listener, they just want to hear the session stuff. And I do like to talk, but I talk about what it is and how it works. And then,
Yeah.
you know, you think you like, meaning like the consumer, they like, oh, I love Gia for her height comparisons.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, but there's a whole other world or other people who they love Gia, but not for height comparisons. They love it for face sitting. And it's just different, like to see like how like the mind works. And like, man, we both could be a fan, but two different things, like,
Yeah.
you know. So and so I always wonder about that, because especially it's, I think maybe it's different when you're starting, when you're just starting out, either as sessioning or doing a clip store, you're just trying to find your way. But once you kind of have like some data on what people are interested in, like, is it hard to like, hey, I don't really care, I just want to do this because I like doing this? Or do you have to like in your mind stay more on the data of like, oh, people like this, so keep on doing this?
Yeah, like I focus on. It's funny because what I like doing, people like more, and I think they see it in the clip.
Okay.
Because like if I've tried some other stuff, I'm like, oh, I don't like it, I don't enjoy it, then I'm not gonna be great in it.
Right,
You know
right,
what I
right.
mean? But yeah, that's why I'm very particular about the fetishes I choose and everything. And I've kind of weaned out the competitive and honestly, it's been night and day. Like, all of my clients are like amazing, respectful,
Awesome.
and I screen them properly. Like, I want submissive ones. I don't want someone who's trying to beat me up. I've literally had competitive sessions where the guy ran at me from across the room and tried to take me down, and I hit my head at the edge of the table.
Oh,
Like
wow.
they some people like just don't care and are not safe. So I think once when you wean that out,
Yeah.
then you deal with good people.
Yeah, I absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We yeah,
So they're just gonna have to enjoy my old competitive clips.
yeah, and I think that's interesting. I think that's good. I don't have any stats, but I feel like from years ago when I was first like discovering this world, like, or discovering like there is this world, like I thought I was the only one who liked this, there was a lot more people who offered competitive. And I feel like now it's becoming, which I think to me it's a good thing, less and less are doing that, like,
Less,
you
yeah.
know,
And I've
like
talked to other girls, and I'm like, yeah, no, don't do that anymore. And like, I used to travel with mats, but I don't travel with mats. I usually just do everything on a king size bed. And if we're doing semi-competitive, usually it's just on their back anyways, because
Right,
that's
right. Right, because
where
then yes.
yeah.
It's like it's, you know, it's just like you do light resistance, but still like you're going in the hold. Like you're not,
Yeah.
you know, so it is. I think it's a good thing, because I think and people listening have heard me say there's MMA gyms if you want that. Like that's cool if you want
Exactly.
it, but
Get a girl training partner at the gym. Like, why?
that's it's a different world. And to me it's
And especially, it's funny because usually the competitive guys have no friggin' training, so then they hurt you.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, like it's
Yeah.
just like they're dealing with their unhealedness in this way when like you need to go see a therapist.
Right,
Like
right, right. Yeah, go talk that out, buddy.
like,
Go
usually
work it
I
out.
am a therapist, but like there's been sessions where I'm like the guy's like, oh, semi-competitive, because I'm like, no, I don't do competitive. And then he'll go extra hard at me. I'm like, look, like, are you trying to like beat me up? Like, what are you trying to do? Like, what's wrong with you? Like,
Yeah.
why, like, Why, what's with this aggression, you know? Like, what is going on? And like, then we've literally just like stopped and literally like talked the whole time. And like,
Wow.
he opened up to me. And like, sometimes people like, well, guys, like, they don't reach out for help. And like,
Yeah.
sometimes I just need someone to talk to and like work through their shit, you know?
Well, absolutely, because not saying that someone should purposely target their whoever they're sessioning with, being like, okay, we're going to session them therapy to, like, don't purposely,
I'm not a
right,
therapist.
like, don't purposely look for that. But I can say, yeah, for a while it was like, especially, I mean, I think the community's growing, and through the internet and stuff, as the years, you can maybe connect with other people who are fans. But I'll be honest, and people have heard me say it, until the podcast was started in 2020, summer 2020, I never met another fan. So me talking about this to someone else who kind of got it was to session wrestlers. So I didn't meet other fans. I knew there were fans because you could read message board, but I was like, I don't know. I'm like, and what would get me is a lot of people would say Philly's a big city
It
for it,
is.
but I would go, then I should be bumping into people. And I'm like, I feel like,
Been so hush about it, you
yeah.
know?
So it's and now through the pod, I have met people who are Philly based, but it's like a lot of times, yeah, like you may not know anybody else, and if you have the vulnerability and I'll say it, like, courage to just say, hey, I'm into this, cool, I like, that's awesome. But a lot of time I can get why it could be hard and stuff like that, for sure. So it kind of, you guys do become like, hey, that person. And for me, I was opposite. Like, it was more, I was fascinated on hearing about, like, the session wrestler. Like, why do a podcast? It was like, what's it like? Blah, 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 blah. How, when you did that clip, like, that was cool. How'd you think of that move or doing that? But then a lot of times they would be interested in asking me questions, and then I'd answer them too. So I think it was like a both, like, thing. So I can totally get it, because it's like, you don't always know who you can talk to about it. You know? It's interesting. But,
Sometimes that's just the step in like a new direction, you
like,
know?
yeah. Like, so was that kind of like, is it similar for, like, you, like, looking at it, like, on the session wrestler side, where is it kind of like, yeah, is it, it's hard to, like, who do you have to talk to about what I'm doing, like, because a lot of people may not understand it, or do you find it kind of
Oh,
easier?
like my vanilla friends?
Yeah, I guess, like, yeah, your vanilla friends or, like, people around you, like, is it easier being the actual session wrestler?
No, they think I'm a freak.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, oh my God, she's so crazy. Like, she does this. Oh my God, it's nuts. You know, I'm like, is
And
it? It's... And
which
I'm like,
part do
just
they think?
like the stuff that I do, like the different fetishes I do.
Oh, so that part.
And like, it's just so boring to not like anything. You know what I mean?
Oh,
Like,
for
it's
sure.
just like open up your world, you
Yes.
know? And especially like, I remember when I was younger, I was pretty vanilla, and then I get bored, and it's like, what else? What else? More, more. You know? So I feel like as you are more open and you get older, then like maybe you have more. But like that being said, I was in a relationship for 6 years and it was vanilla and he wouldn't do anything. And that's why we're not there. But like some people just stay in their box, you know? But people who are like curious, who are just like, I don't know, it's just like they're curious and there's more, you know? Like what else?
Yeah.
You know?
And that's so fascinating, because I've some vanilla friends through, even before me doing a podcast, but just me being comfortable talking about it, and I feel comfortable with them. Because there are people, there's no judgment, there should be no judgment either way. And I have people in my life who are vanilla, but are so cool to listen, and there's no judgment, and they don't make you feel like, I have some people who make you feel like, almost like you're their entertainment. Tell me a story about you doing a set. And it's like, well, no, I'm not here to entertain you.
That's I get a lot of that Because I like to be honest about what I do most of the time if I can read it right. But sometimes, like, we get that one, oh, tell me a story. What was the weirdest thing? I'm like, weirdest? I'm like, that's just a Monday, you
Yeah,
know?
yeah, yeah. Yeah, and it's also like, well, then if you're not saying what you're talking about yourself, then I feel like whether on purpose or not, you're judging that person or me,
It's like I
you
don't want to
know?
be the entertainment,
No,
you
you
know?
want to.
Like and you want friends who are kind of at the same level as you. If I'm constantly the entertainment, like that's not a good friendship for me. So now
Exactly.
most of my friends, like they know what
Yes.
I do and they're like, "Oh, that's fucking cool." Like or they'll help me out filming or like hold the camera
Yeah.
or like maybe be in a clip or just most of my friends are fucking, well, all of them obviously, or else they wouldn't be my friend. They're my
Right,
fucking
right.
mom.
No,
But
but you're right. It's so important to
as you
find that.
like evolve as a person, like you cut people out of your life who no longer serve you know? So it's just like all of us freaks will find each other.
I like that. All of us freaks will find each other. Well, hey, you and I have found each other. We're doing good. We're doing good. But yeah, that's so cool. That's awesome. I like that. I'm gonna borrow that. All of us freaks will find each other. No, that's good. It's the truth though. It's important to not everyone needs to hear your vulnerability, I feel. Some people
Yeah,
have to earn it, you know.
exactly.
And like it's not being about being ashamed of what you're doing. It's about some people take it and don't want to do good with that information, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting because, like, sometimes I've talked to people who are session wrestlers or, you know, dominatrix, and for them, like, people like their vanilla friends or family are more like, oh, what, you're meeting a stranger, you're meeting this strange guy. So that's the part that makes them feel like weird or
Yeah.
like be like weird about it. And I can kind of get that from the outside. Like if you don't know, like you're like, well, how do you do that? How do you know? So I can kind of understand that. But other than that, I think, and you would think, you know, you wonder why, because you're the one getting paid. So then that maybe people will be more understanding for you, but it's not necessarily the case.
No.
So it's something someone who I love having on, Katarina, the Dom Cat Pierce.
Love her.
Yeah,
Yeah.
right? And she said it. I talked to her a few weeks ago, and she said something that I was like, you know what? I have to do a better job of it. Where it's like, even though we're all in this community, a lot of times it's like, oh, session wrestlers here, and like the guys who pay for it are like, they can be like on different teams. And she's like, but we're all one community.
Yeah,
And I'm like,
exactly.
yeah, that's what we have to remember. Like, we're all one community here. And like, there's boundaries and respect, but yeah, we're all one community. And we all, you know, letting our freak flags fly. And
Yeah.
if I tell a story, and a lot of times there's a session wrestler who maybe it's not the exact same, but they went through something where they weren't understood. And then they kind of had to like, you know what, screw it, and just break free as well. So like a lot of times, like, yeah, we all have like similar stories and paths, and
Yeah.
we're all walking them.
This is it.
This is it.
Yeah.
This is it. So is something I guess for me, maybe like the final question is, you've toured with Amanda, I guess Goddess Marcy, I've seen you do clips with her.
Yeah.
So how has that been? Like finding more ladies who were tall and everything like
It's
that.
always an exciting day.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, I found another tall girl.
Because I wonder sometimes, because
We're
this,
rare.
and like before or after, like you film or something, do you kind of just share like those stories or those things of like what it's like or like.
Sometimes, but not all the time. Sometimes we're just like getting those clips filmed and we're on tight schedules and stuff, but yeah, like
Yeah.
I haven't met one tall person I didn't like,
That's cool.
you
That's
know.
cool. So for you, when you see, I guess male and female, because Amanda said this to me one time. I think it was on the podcast. There's like what, like in the books they describe as tall. For, I guess, for male and female, what's your definition? Like, what height do they have to at least be, in your opinion, to be like, yeah, you're tall?
Over 6 foot.
For both male and
Six and
female?
over for a woman.
Okay.
Oh. Males.
See? See? Stumped you.
I guessed over 6 feet.
So for
Yeah?
both.
I feel.
Well, 'cause you're 6'1", right?
I guess, like, I don't know, because they say tall for a woman is like 5'10 and above, right?
Yeah, so like, but you're six, so like for you, is that like if you meet a woman who like is 5'8" or 5'9", or
That's not tall to me.
right. But by definition they would be.
Right,
But
yeah.
in your eyes, like what's like, oh, like you're another
Shorty.
sister that gets it. Like what's that height?
6 feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 6 feet and up
Yeah.
for a woman.
I guess, I don't know. What did Amanda say?
Amanda said, yeah, like I think she might have said six for a woman, like it, I think because she's 6'3", so I,
Yeah.
she was like, so like when they say like it was not about, it was more about calling yourself like goddess or an Amazon,
Okay.
like so she was like, some people say that and they're like 5'9", and she was
Yeah.
like, no, you're just tall,
Yeah.
you're not an Amazon, you can't, like she was like more like that,
That
so
makes
it was
sense.
more in that realm of like people throwing that out, that like, moniker, and it's like, no, you're tall, but you're not that.
Yeah,
So
Amazon should be 6 foot and over.
yeah, so I think I pretty sure it was, and probably someone will tell me if I'm wrong, but because that was on the show, so I think it was like 6 foot or 6'1" and over
Yeah.
for like a woman like that. That's what it's like.
Yeah, that would make sense. And then
Yeah.
tall. I
Yeah.
just feel so weird to call someone who's 5'9" tall. Because I'm like one of the shorter Amazons, right?
Really?
Well, yeah, like Marcy and I are 6'1", and then there's Blondie is taller. She's
Six
tall.
five, right?
Yeah, she's tall.
Severa, goddess Severa, six
She's
five.
tall, so I feel like I'm the one of the shorter ones.
Yeah, so I see a lot. So it depends, I guess, because I see a lot who put like the 5'10" to 6 foot. So I guess like
Yeah.
women who are 6 foot and above, yeah, I guess you were.
But I'm the only Amazon who wrestles. Who else?
Was Marcy?
I think she might just started.
Yeah, Severa, you
Okay.
she would do some
Yeah.
grappling.
Oh yeah, because I just see her do dom
Yeah,
stuff.
but she did grapp, like,
She's a black belt.
yeah, so
There's
Severa.
like maybe like a handful.
Right, that's true.
Yeah.
If the man is not a wrestler.
No.
She does like the she knows the moves, but
When Amanda and I do doubles and we do wrestling, she literally just goes on them. She's like, okay, we're wrestling. Gimme. We'll just struggle. It's funny as shit. I love doing doubles with
No,
Amanda.
she's a fun session. She's just
So
so cool.
fun.
So cool. And it's cool like seeing like your personalities gel and you guys on tour. That's so awesome.
Yeah, she's the crusher, I'm the squeezer. We
Yes.
work very well
You
together.
do. You do.
Yeah.
You do. You guys have
Both
great
have something
chemistry.
different to offer.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. So what can the people listen, what I know you have clips coming out soon, with Sydney and
Nadia.
Nadia. So what else can people be looking on the horizon for?
Well, I'm just gonna be doing what I do. You can see me just kicking around. Probably just touring, Canada and the States. For
Okay.
the rest of the year, I'll probably just be staying in Canada. So if anyone wants a session, they're gonna have to take a little trip.
Trip to Canada.
Yeah, it's you know, fun.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm gonna be just focusing on making more content. I've been traveling so much and like just so busy with my other endeavors that like I haven't been like so much online and everything. So I'm gonna start to more so focus on being more online, even though it's so hard because I'm such a hands-on person and like
Yeah.
I love like traveling and everything. So, you know, it's just,
No, you got a lot. You got a lot.
yeah.
Ooh, okay, this is the legit final question.
Okay.
Is there types of clips or sessions, either or, that you haven't really experienced or like dove into that you want to kind of like do more of? Like, is there a certain type out there that you're like, you know what? Maybe people haven't seen me do it, so I kind of want to try this in a clip, so see how it goes, or in a session, people.
No, I pretty much do everything.
Yeah, you
Unless,
can.
like, I get, like, a custom that someone sends me, and I'm like, oh, this sounds fun, or,
Okay.
like, you know?
Yeah, no. I kind of always think about it. It can be hard, but it's fun when someone does have like that creative, like, oh, I never thought about trying this or doing it like that.
Yeah.
It's interesting. So, no, that's really cool. That's
Yeah.
cool. And people keep looking out because for someone, the content keeps coming, whether on your page or then seeing you guest somewhere else. I'm seeing your content, and it's always awesome. Seeing what you even seeing you on like the Queen Dom page and you doing
Love
the
him.
yeah, big
I
fan.
have
I'm like,
so much fun shooting with Jimmy.
yeah, that's and he I'm a big fan of his. I should ask him. I maybe want to get him on the podcast to talk to him because I
Yeah.
love his content. Like, it's really cool. So I was shocked when I saw you on there. I was like, oh, G is here too.
Yeah.
Like, really cool. Like, really fun.
Yeah, we did a big shoot a couple months ago. There
Yeah,
should be
yeah.
more stuff coming up
Yeah, there
this
was like a
year.
lot of like long clips and everything. I
Yeah.
always want to ask him how he can he lasts for a
Oh,
long
he can
time.
handle a lot.
Yeah.
He handles a lot.
He in like a long time.
I think like he was kaputs
Really?
at the end. There wasn't much more I could take. The clips, the content we shot together was fucking fire.
Yeah. Oh, it was
Yeah.
good.
You could
I have
take a
that.
lot.
I have that. That's why I'm impressed. I'm impressed. But Gia, this was so awesome.
So fun. Well, it
So
was good
cool.
seeing you.
I
Love being
know.
on here.
I know. It's fun. It's been a little bit. You've come on twice, so this is your third time on here. So this is awesome and first time in person. So I'm grateful that you said yes, and it was definitely easy leaving work early to do this.
Oh,
Like, it was a great reason to be like, I'm out
good.
taking a half a day and I'm
Yeah.
coming in
And
deep
now
in.
you're gonna film your first
I know, I know.
KO
I am this it just gets better and better. So thank you, and also be looking out if you're hearing this for the clips on Gia's store that have me.
D-Rock's first
Yeah.
KO.
So, and let her know because, hey,
I'm not gonna go easy on
she's not. And if you guys like it, I have no problem then going up to Canada and doing some more filming. So,
him.
if you guys like it, let her know. So, for the amazing Goddess Gia, I'm D-Rock. Thank you guys for listening to After Hours Sessions. Take care.